Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah. I want to discuss something that's very important. A few things to think about when you want to homeschool your kids. A lot of moms have written to me and asked, like, what does it take to homeschool my kids? These are the problems I'm facing and I'm not able to have them focus. So many of us worry about academics, right? And rightfully, you know, that's definitely something to think about, especially when either you, the mom, or your spouse, your husband, their priority is academics. They want to focus on that. You have a son that you want to raise. Eventually, you want them to be able to get a good job, get a good degree, get into a very good university, and become something, right? And same thing with girls. Of course, we want them to have a higher education. We want them to be knowledgeable and educated. So when we're homeschooling our kids, we don't want it to be so lax where they fall through the cracks and they don't meet the expectations of standardized testing, right? What is expected of their grade level? And I realize there's a few things to think about when you are homeschooling your kids. There's a few things to remember so that your homeschooling routine is run smoothly, so you don't come across struggles in your day, right? There are many different kind of curriculums you can follow. There are many different philosophies you can follow as well. And there's tons of books on that. And I highly suggest you look into that. But while you're doing that, take a few things in mind and remember that in order for you to have a smoothly running homeschooling routine, the first thing you need to do is take away distractions in your home. So if your child has a cell phone, if there is easy access to playing video games, if the TV is on all the time, if your child is able to just get on a computer without any permission, without any guidance, and go surf the net, these are all distractions. And other distractions can also be your house is a mess, right? It's not, at least there isn't a room that is maybe not designated for homeschooling, but it makes, when you look at that room, it's comfortable to walk in and homeschool. So first things is take away all the distractions. If your child has a phone or is really constantly on the internet, there is a part in this technology that is addictive to us. And it's not just for our children. We go through the same thing. As adults, we can get very addicted to social media. We can get very addicted to watching videos over and over again on YouTube for the sake of just watching it, not necessarily taking that recipe and actually trying it out, just watching it, because there's a part in our brain that it gets satisfied by watching and looking at things that are, I guess, kind of pleasing, but it becomes a negative, or it causes problems when you can't stop yourself. So a lot of adults will like time themselves and say, I'll only spend an hour. And after an hour, they'll have some sort of an alarm that turns off on their clock or on their watch that tells them time is up. Now imagine we're struggling as adults to keep ourselves away from the internet. Children have a harder time. Their brains are developing. And so the habits that you're instilling at a younger age will have more of an impact on them. Right? So imagine, like, we're adults, we've already instilled habits, and sometimes we'll have things that are addictive, but then we'll remind ourselves, no, that's not good, and pull ourselves back. Our children don't have habits yet. And so whatever you are allowing them to have, it's a lot harder for them to let go. That's why I highly suggest, even for the kids that I teach at the masjid, to, whether they are of age to pray or not, to pray, right? Pray with us, pray with the jama'ah, with the group. Even if you're not of age, even if it's not accepted, I expect you to pray, because this is your age where you will be slowly developing habits. And if you consistently do something, they will be ingrained in your mind and in your body as something that you need and you need to have. And that's a positive thing when it comes to prayer. But when it comes to things like technology, it's the opposite. It's a negative thing. And it can backfire when you pull it away. But you have to take it away if you want homeschooling to happen smoothly. And sometimes even taking it away and hiding it somewhere, your child knows your home and they know where it is. So you either have to be very intuitive and keep it totally away from your child, or maybe just get rid of it, whatever that is. That's number one, distractions. I remember I homeschool a few kids at the masjid who are HIV students. And I teach them for a couple of hours, only because right now my kids are older. They're in high school and above. And so I have extra time that I can give to other kids. And because I have the experience of homeschooling my own kids for the past 2 decades, I can easily understand the challenges that children have when they are homeschooled. And these parents bring them here because they do not know how they can help them in terms of homeschooling. And I noticed the first problem, the first expectation I have is that you do not have your phone with you during our class at all. And if you do have a phone, I need to have it. Otherwise, we cannot interact with each other. Like, I cannot grab your attention if you have something that is that has your attention all the time. And you feel like you have to take it out every 5 minutes. You feel like you have to put an earphone and listen to it. So one of the biggest distractions when it comes to homeschooling, and one of the biggest challenges, is when a child has a phone in their access. If they are home, there's no need for them to have a phone. You can hold on to that. And when you drop them off somewhere, you can give it to them and say, you know, here it is. In case you need to call me, use it. But at home, it shouldn't be the case. The other thing is that we live at a time where children have to have computers, laptops, right? Some of their classes are on there. They can do research on there. Some of the PDF books are on there. And I totally understand that, even though I advocate having a library where you can, you know, most of the books that you read is something you can touch and feel. Building a library with really good classical books, books that you have read and know that the information in them are, you're very comfortable with what's in the book. It's not something that you went to the library and grabbed and totally new, because a lot of the books nowadays, the new ones, their messages are not in line with our belief in our religion. So even though children need access to a computer, it should be in an area where you can see what's on their screen. So that's number two, making sure that if they do have electronics and technology during the day of homeschooling, it is in an area where you can see. So for example, our homeschooling room, quote unquote, was the living room, or partially the living room and the dining room, because we do a lot of work on the table. And I, at one point, I was able to have an extra dining table that was falling apart anyway, and I fixed it up, painted it, put something nice, a cover over it, and that was our station of homeschooling if we needed to use our electronics, our computers. But it wasn't like in a circle. It was more like I put the dining table against a wall, and then the kids were around it. So an L-shaped part was where they sat. You could fit two on one side and two on the other side if you have four kids or you have two kids. And if I was working in the kitchen, I was able to see what they were on their screen. So this helps because our children can get distracted. They can go on certain websites you don't want them to be on. And when you're assuming that they are studying or they're in some online class, they might not necessarily be on that class. And if they're in their room with their laptops, you'll never know. If they're in the same room as you are, but they're facing the other way or towards you and you can't see their screen, they can also easily go on websites that you are not happy with, right? That you are not okay with. Because when you are homeschooling, you don't want it to be all day long. You want it to be a certain amount of hours, a couple of hours a day, where you guys focus by yourself and everyone's doing their own thing. And then a few hours where you come together and you do projects together. It could be inside the house, it could be outdoors. And it's not that we don't trust our kids and where they will be on the internet. It's not our kids that we don't trust. It's everything behind the screen that we should never trust. We don't know who's running those websites. We don't know what their motives are. And I'm afraid to say most of the motives is not positive, right? Another good thing is to have a bigger screen than the one that's on their laptop. So if you're able to purchase a screen that's way bigger, so you can see it and you can tell your child, you know, this is better for you because you're able to have a bigger screen. You're able to put more windows, open up more windows and be able to work better. So it's not, it's kind of like you're telling them, you're selling them the bigger screen for their own, it's more positive for them, you know, so they don't think, oh, mom, are you trying to check out my screen? Well, that's a given. Of course, we need to be aware of what's going on. See, it's, and talk to your kids, remind them. And say, it's, of course I trust you. It's not you that I don't trust. But you have to understand that there are people on the internet that you cannot trust. And if there's anything you feel uncomfortable or you're uncertain of, I want you to know, since you're in the living room or the dining room and it's right next to the kitchen, or maybe in the kitchen, I want you to remember that I'm here. You can ask me anything. Right? Educate your kids. Don't keep them in the dark. Now, if you have that taken care of, technology is not a problem when it comes to your homeschooling, but you still feel like your child is too fidgety, too hyper, can't sit still, doesn't want to cooperate, is having a hard time focusing, ask yourself, what am I feeding my child? What is he consuming during the day, in the morning? What's the first thing he grabs? You know, how does he quench his thirst? What does he eat? Is it filled with sugar, color, preservatives? Is it processed food? If all of these, if even one of them are in the ingredients of your child's food or drink, then that is the reason why he cannot focus. She cannot focus. They cannot sit still. They are too hyper. We underestimate what food, the effect that food has on a, on our, not our, just on our body, but on our mind and our brain and our ability to focus. So focus on taking away all of the junk that your children don't need. Your home, you're homeschooling your kids. You can make it a homeschooling project or by preparing a meal together, a simple meal. You don't have to go out of your way and find a recipe that takes 2 hours to cook. You can easily take, you know, cut up some apples, put some peanut butter or nut butter on top of them. Or I remember watching like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, he would take a banana, he would spread peanut butter or nut butter and then put raisins on them and eat them. Or you can have hummus dip with carrots and celery. These are protein-packed, dense, protein-dense, nutritious snacks that you and your child can have. You don't have to have an elaborate meal. Boiled eggs, you know, with some sort of, if they don't like boiled eggs, with salt and pepper and a little bit of something to dip in. But if you want your child to focus, if you want them to calm down, if you want to be able to get their attention and work on something and calmly start your homeschooling morning, you have to give them protein-dense food first thing in the morning or whenever they feel hungry. You cannot allow them to have juices, cereal, what else do people do, you know, other things that are filled with processed junk. You have to focus on whole foods, fruits and vegetables, protein, any form of protein. It could be in the form of eggs or meat or beans, you know, lentils or nuts, seeds. All of these things are really important. And even though you might think, okay, well, I'll keep the junk food, processed food in a pantry, your child knows where everything is in the house. And the last thing you want to do is argue with them. You don't want to spend 2 hours arguing over why he can't have processed sugary stuff when he's already hyper. So the best thing to do is not to bring it in the home. And if you have it, put it in a box, scotch tape it, put it in your garage, and don't let him see, he or she see it, right? And once in a while, if you want to take it out, you go and do it. But from the start, you have to take it out of your kitchen. You have to take it out off of your table. You have to not bring it inside your home. You have to stop purchasing these sugary stuff, candy, lollipops, everything. I mean, if you want to keep something like one item that you want to give them at the end of the day or as a reward, sure. But if you have 5 different candies, right, and you have 5 different cereals that are, all of them are sugar loaded and color, they have a lot of color and dyes, you're setting yourself up for disaster, right? So what your child consumes is very important. What you consume is very important. when we talk about homeschooling, we always assume that it's all about the child, which, mashallah, your child will benefit a lot from you interacting, connecting with your child during the day when you homeschool them. But it's a lot about the mom. And I say this all the time. Homeschooling is about you and your child. But it starts with you as a mother, as an educator, as a provider, as a nurturer. If you are in a state where you are calm, where you have well, you have eaten a good breakfast, or you've drank your cup of water when you woke up in the morning, or tea, you've hydrated your body, you are in a positive, calm state, things will start well and they will continue to be okay if you nourish your body with whole foods and what it really needs. But if you're neglecting yourself as well, then you might not call yourself having a tantrum, but you will not be able to deal with what comes ahead, right? And I'm not saying homeschooling is easy, or staying home as a mom and having your child see everything that you do easy. It's a lot easier to go to work. Because when you go to work and you have a career, you can do whatever you want. Your child is not watching you. You're not under his microscope. You can have your junk food and then come home and tell your child he cannot have junk food. There's nothing he can say. He will not argue with you. You can get away with a lot when you're at work because your child's not around. But when you're at home and you're homeschooling your child, he's watching you, she's watching you. And if you eat something that's not good for you and tell your child he can't have it, you're being a hypocrite. If you ask your child to read a book, but instead you go and do something else, they're not going to follow what you say. They're going to follow your example. So I remember when I was homeschooling my kids, people would ask me, you know, how's the experience? What do you have to do? And your children must be benefiting so much. And I looked at them and the first thing that would come out of my head is, I'm actually doing this for myself. Homeschooling is more about me. I'm actually very selfish because I've always wanted to pray 5 times a day. I've always wanted to eat healthy. I've always wanted to do what was pleasing to my Lord. But I was never able to fully implement it because where I was, my work, at my job, I didn't necessarily have to follow those rules because the people who were with me wouldn't call me out and say, hey, you shouldn't be eating that. Hey, you should probably be getting off the computer and reading a book instead. Hey, aren't you supposed to be reading namaz? Aren't you supposed to be praying? No one would remind me or call me out. I was an adult at work, of course. I could eat pizza when I want. I could eat chips when I want. But when you're at home, your children are all around you. What you do matters more than what you say. And if you take this in a positive way and you say, this is going to help me follow all the things that I've believed in, implement all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be pleased with, you will benefit so much. Because you look down at your sweet little eyes of your kids and you will see their shining face the minute you say, it's time to pray, and you go and pray with them. They're helping you do the right thing now. And when you wake up early in the morning and they hear you reading Quran, and you don't have to tell them to read Quran, they will later on open up their book and want to learn how to read. When you choose to eat something healthy, when you decide that you want to go on a walk and your kids see you, no matter how tired you are, no matter the fact that you don't have the time, but you are taking care of yourself, exercising, they will eventually do the same thing. When you stop and you talk to your kids and you tell them stories of how you saw and you've changed for the better, your kids will love it. They'll be able to relate to you. And when you make mistakes, you stop and you apologize. Your kids, your children will appreciate you for being real. Homeschooling is an amazing adventure, a beautiful change for the better. But you have to take it all in. And you have to take it slowly. And sometimes you'll have great days where things will work out, and other days you won't. But it's a process that you have to go through. Take it one day at a time. So those are the few things I want you to think about if you are having trouble with your kids focusing, with your child being too hyper, with not having your homeschooling routine run smoothly, with not being able to interact with your child and having him understand what you're saying. I want you to think about, number one, the distractions around you in the home and how to change that and take it away and just have a calm atmosphere in your home. And number two, what is it that you are consuming, all of you? How are you nourishing your body? So I hope that helps, inshallah. These are a few questions that I was asked, and whenever I have questions from other moms who are thinking of homeschooling or are homeschooling, having issues, I will address them. So if you have any questions that you'd like me to answer or talk about, you can follow me on Instagram, Muslim Health Talk, and you could message me, or you can email me at muslimhealthtalk@gmail.com, or you could check us out on muslimhealthtalk.com on our website for a lot of other really great articles. Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.